County governments are not affected by the federal cuts that are taking place as a result of the sequester. However, counties are still closely watching what federal money comes to the state of Arkansas. Craig K. County Judge Ed Hill.
Hadn't really been a great impact on the counties yet, but I'm thinking probably if it stays this way, and you know, county government was kind of established to bring services provided at state level, and we're just kind of arm of the state government, so it's going to trickle down to the state, and I'm sure it will trickle down to us.
Hill says that he'll be keeping a close eye on the county's budget, especially with the new fiscal year now underway.
Our revenue's been kind of flat for the last few years, and we're just struggling kind of to keep up the services that we have. You know, the price of doing business goes up, and the revenue coming in kind of stays the same. It kind of makes it hard to make ends meet, but you know, we're pretty fortunate here in Craighead County, and we're doing pretty good right now. But you know, with the cuts and everything, and the grant money's harder to get, and kind of this part of the world, we've seen it. If everybody kind of work together and be on the same page, it's easier to get stuff as a, you know, maybe say Craighead County, City of Jonesboro, and all our surrounding area. If we can kind of stick together, it's, you know, it's working good now, but it may catch up with us.
According to Hill, growth in Craighead County has helped stave off the devastating effects of a bad economy. One thing Hill says he'll be watching is to see how much Craighead County will get from the new half-cent sales tax that's now in effect in Arkansas.
We're kind of hoping that'll boost us a little bit because, you know, they're projecting that we'll probably get around $695,000 a year. So, you know, that would help if that comes to fruition. We're anxious for, say, September, October to get here and get our first check and see how much it's going to help us.
And Hill says the money from that tax would go toward the county roads.
And maybe we'll look at building some more roads, buying some better equipment. And, you know, we're kind of in the middle of a equipment replacement program right now, so that should be a big boost in several areas.
Hill says one project that should be closer to being complete this year is the Lake Bono project, which he says should have been done a couple of years ago.
Hopefully he's given me a target date of 1st of August to start maybe putting some rip on the upstream side of the dam. And he told me before that once they get to that point, they're within 5 feet of the top of the dam. So with a couple months of good weather, we should close the gate on that thing. I hope it'll start filling up with water once we get the boat ramp in and get some seating done and shape the dam up. So it's, with this weather like it's been, that's been a big blessing for sure.
And he tells why the Lake Bono project is so important.
Well, it's one thing I've always said, it you know, Northeast Arkansas and Craighead County is growing so much, it just needs a place for people to get out and walk their dog and picnic and just get out and kind of enjoy good cool afternoons. And you know, it's about 73% of the people in Craighead County voted for it, so it's much wanted and much needed, I think.
Craighead County Judge Ed Hill, who says the project is closer to being complete. He also says the county clerk's office is seeing improvements under a new county clerk after the county spent at least $245,000 last year trying to resolve tax issues with the Internal Revenue Service. Late filings of payroll tax reports as far back as 2004 led to the county owing the Internal Revenue Service. Hill says new clerk Cade Holliday has installed new software and is putting procedures in place to prevent problems in the future. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.